This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a biographical study of Barnabas, a man who made a significant impact on the development of the church in her first years. If you read and reflect on what is said about him in the references I gave you, you are ready to take the next step in this study. Correlate what you have collected into an outline. If you do an historical portrait, it would include, one, his birth and early life. His family was from the tribe of Levi, born in Cyprus, named Joseph. Two, his adult life prior to conversion. He was a landowner. Three, his conversion, probably on the day of Pentecost or shortly thereafter. Four, his ministry. He exercised the gifts of giving, discernment, administration, prophet, and teacher, and the gift of discipling, as seen in his work with Paul and Mark. Five, there is no mention of his death. Now let's do a character analysis with the same information. One, he was a committed man, seen in his selling some property and giving the proceeds to help the needy. Two, he was a gracious man, known as the son of encouragement. Three, he was a sensitive man. He gave John Mark another chance. Four, he was a humble man. He readily let Paul become leader on their first missionary trip and willingly withdrew from prominent leadership to help John Mark mature. Five, he was a courageous man. He risked his reputation by bringing Paul to the church in Jerusalem. Six, he was a wise man. He brought Paul to Antioch, encouraged leadership, and discipled John Mark. And seven, what I like best, it says in the book of Acts, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.